Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay. They released Emmanuel Forbes on Saturday. All right, so that was another big contribution to Ron's ring that he will get somewhere down the road. And Phil Mathis, who was a second-round selection during the Rivera era, just was a healthy scratch after playing a lot of snaps this year. Last week he struggled. I think maybe the week before that was, or maybe it was two games before that, he had struggled a little bit. You know, there were moments certainly earlier in the season where Phil Mathis was noticeable, sometimes as a pass rusher more than a run stopper. But I think that's just a bit of a sign there. You called up Carl Davis, okay, a longtime veteran player that you signed to the practice squad. They wanted something else interior-wise, and it looks like Phil right now is the guy that, you know, if we come back in the New Orleans game and Carl Davis isn't active, I'd be surprised. I can't tell you how many snaps. Well, I can tell you how many snaps.
I got those numbers for you if you want them.
What'd you say?
I got those numbers for you. He played 14 snaps.
Yeah.
Five of those were run plays. Nine of those were pass plays.
Well, I mean, they stopped running the football.
They stopped running the football, but he played 14. He actually graded out the highest of any commander. He only played 14 snaps. Usually like to get 20 snaps.
He graded out defensively as the number one defender?
Yeah, he graded out 75.2.
Guess what? Phil, barring an injury, is going to be inactive against New Orleans, too. That's my prediction. That's a weird healthy scratch. I'm not saying Phil Mathis has been playing great, but Phil Mathis has actually at times shown a bit of pass rush ability from that interior spot. But I think that, look, you got to be a better run stopping team. That is 100% true. You have to be a better run stopping team. And Mathis probably considered to be the weak spot in the run defense. Not terrible, I don't think, as a pass rusher at times. But if Carl Davis graded out, as you just said, where was it on run versus pass rush?
Run defense, he graded out 63.9. Pass rush was 72.7.
Okay. Look at just go back and see what Phil Mathis did against Dallas. because I thought that was a rough game for him, as it was the defensive front and the, you know, and the O-line in particular. They just kind of got handled.
Well, I could give you, I tweeted this out yesterday, I can give you every single grade for Phil Mathis this year. None of them were as high as what Carl Davis did. Against Dallas, it was his worst grade. He graded out 29.7. He was 30.1 against Philadelphia the week before. So that's back-to-back.
Last week was Phil Mathis' worst PFF game of the year?
PFF. And admittedly, PFF is not gospel.
And Philly the week before that?
Yes, and Philly the week before that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. He may not... Again, Carl Davis, remember, was in Dallas. So Quinn was familiar with him. They signed him to the practice squad last year. So he had a chance to see Davis as a run stopper. And by the way, in some ways, that is comforting in that they recognized yesterday you had to stop the run. Fortunately, they weren't in position where they were forced to stop the run because the game got out of hand so quickly because of the turnovers and because of Tennessee's inability to stop Washington on offense. But when you get back from the break, you know, you're going to have to play a New Orleans team that's got, you know, Alvin Kamara in the backfield. Then obviously you got to face the Eagles, big time rush offense. Atlanta, very capable of running the football. Yeah, I wonder if, like, just Rico Dowdle having the best game or one of the best games of the season last week alarmed them even further about their run defense. Prediction, Phil Mathis inactive against the Saints, barring injuries. Lastly, Emmanuel Forbes became number four, as in the fourth first-round pick. Not with this team anymore. Chase Young in New Orleans. Jamin Davis got signed by somebody to somebody's practice squad I saw over the weekend. Jahan Dotson in Philadelphia. And now Emmanuel Forbes. Remember they were actually on the phone trying to trade up? I will tell you, and I saw a lot of that tweeted out, I'm pretty sure it was not to trade up for Emmanuel Forbes. I do think they understood that they were going to be able to get Forbes where they were. The trade up in that 23 draft, I believe, was for Lucas Van Ness. I think if they had traded up into that Pittsburgh spot a couple of spots ahead, which was New England's spot, I think that they would have taken Chase Young's replacement in that draft and cut Chase Young before the 23 season began, or tried to trade him, which they did, remember, during that offseason. I don't think it was to take Emmanuel Forbes even higher. But, you know, wow. I mean, all time. I mean, there have been plenty of other teams. You look at draft histories, there are lots of teams that have had first-round failures for multiple years in a row. It happens in the draft. But just the idea that he mentioned to Kime before the season started last year, that if he leaves the new regime with their future starting quarterback in Sam Howell and 40 out of the 53 players that leads them to a Super Bowl, send me my ring. Whew. Detached. Again, I've said this many times, I don't blame him for everything. He was put in a position that only Snyder would put you in and then asked him to do a lot more under a lot of ugly circumstances. But drafting, not Riverboat's thing. That's for sure. All right, Ben Standing next.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.